This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. One quarter of Italy's population is in lockdown today under a new emergency decree. Italy has experienced more COVID-19 deaths than any other country outside of China. Reuters' David Doyle reports.
An eerie stillness settled over Italy's wealthy north on Sunday after the government effectively quarantined 16 million people in a bid to contain the rapidly growing coronavirus outbreak. The country is Europe's hardest hit, and on Saturday reported that the number of cases had leapt by 1,200 in a 24-hour period, its biggest daily increase since the epidemic began in Italy 2 weeks ago. In response, Italian Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte signed unprecedented restrictions into law overnight. He announced that people should now not enter or leave Lombardy, Italy's richest region, including the financial center Milan, as well as 14 provinces in four other regions, including the cities of Venice, Modena, and Parma, among others.
That is Reuters' David Doyle reporting. The number of deaths from the coronavirus in the United States increased to 19, while Vice President Mike Pence announced plans to test and treat passengers on a cruise ship in California. AP's Julie Walker has more.
Karen Dever from New Jersey got on the ship with her husband for a celebratory cruise. Now she wonders when she will ever get off. She says President Trump's comments about keeping them there are just plain wrong.
I'm an American. I should be allowed in to my country.
Vice President Pence says they're making arrangements to dock the ship and test all the passengers.
Bring the ship into a non-commercial port. All passengers and crew will be tested for the coronavirus and quarantined as appropriate. Those that require additional medical attention will also receive it.
I'm Julie Walker.
And you're listening to VOA News. Meanwhile, in China, a hotel used to quarantine people with the virus collapsed Sunday. At least six people were killed in the incident. State media says 67 people were initially trapped when the building first crumbled, but at least 50 have been rescued. The Taliban says its peace pact with the United States does not alter the status of the insurgent group's supreme leader as the lawful ruler of Afghanistan. The group says he is duty-bound by religion to establish an Islamic government after foreign occupation troops exit the country. The latest Taliban pronouncement fuels the uncertainty plaguing the U.S.-Taliban deal signed a week ago in Qatar. It also comes a day after an American media outlet reported the U.S. government had intelligence that the radical insurgents group did not intend to abide by promises they made in the February 29th peace agreement. The U.S. military has confirmed to VOA that one of al-Shabaab's top leaders was likely killed in a drone strike last month. Tommy McNeil has more.
U.S. Africa Command spokesman Colonel Chris Carnes told VOA that it is believed that Bashir Mohammed Mahmoud, a.k.a. Bashir Khorgab, was killed in a U.S. airstrike on February 22nd. The strike occurred in a town in Middle Juba region. Khorgab was one of the most battle-hardened al-Shabaab commanders of the group's military. Most recently, he commanded three al-Shabaab units, two of which are operating in Kenya. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
The race for the Democratic presidential nomination now seems to be down to two: former Vice President Joe Biden and Senator Bernie Sanders. Both have been campaigning this weekend in the Midwest. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
Thank you, Dearborn.
Bernie Sanders liked the makeup of the crowd that showed up for his rally in Dearborn, Michigan.
I get inspired because I talk to groups like this. I look around this room and I see people coming from so many different backgrounds. It is beautiful. This is what America looks like at its best.
Meanwhile, Joe Biden was campaigning in St. Louis.
You know, Senator Sanders likes to say he'll need a record turnout to defeat Donald Trump. He's right. And we're the campaign that's going to do that record turnout.
Missouri and Michigan both hold primaries on Tuesday. I'm Ben Thomas.
The ceasefire deal in Syria's northwest province of Idlib remains in effect today. Some of the area's residents have returned since the ceasefire began last week, only to discover that their homes had been destroyed. The fighting in the region since late last year has triggered a massive humanitarian crisis, with almost a million people fleeing their homes. For more on any of today's top news, please go to voanews.com or use the VOA mobile app. In Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.